This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you are worried or getting worried that artificial intelligence is coming for your job, get in line. 22% of workers in the United States worry technology will make their jobs obsolete. That's according to a Gallup poll out today. That is a 7% jump from just 2 years ago in a measure that had been pretty flat since Gallup started tracking it back in 2017. And as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, some workers are a lot more worried about it than others.
Worries about technology pushing people out of jobs are as old as capitalism. Take this film from 1966 about the mainframe computer.
Would this new invention change the fate of mankind by making man himself obsolete?
For as long as Gallup has been asking people how worried they are about losing jobs to technology, workers without college degrees have been the most anxious. Then came the 2022 mini-panic. Lydia Saad is director of U.S. social research at Gallup.
This almost exclusively happened among college graduates, not folks without a college degree. And so that's telling us, really, that we're talking about ChatGPT.
But technology has never really killed jobs as much as changed them, according to Susan Houseman, an economist with the Upjohn Institute.
So we have to remember that technology is always displacing some people in the economy, but the economy is continually creating new jobs and new types of work.
Think back to the wave of automation and offshoring in the 1990s and early 2000s. Lots of factory workers lost their jobs, but they were absorbed back into the economy relatively quickly. But AI may be a bit different.
This time, many sectors are automating at the same time.
Subodh Kumar teaches at Temple University's Fox School of Business.
So the amount of workforce that will get displaced, it will be much more than what we have seen in the past.
Kumar says it'll happen faster, too. And one more difference, says Edward Cohn of Oxford Economics.
It does so happen that folks in white-collar jobs do tend to make more money and maybe wield more influence.
Meaning, fairly or not, when it comes to pushing for government support, these workers might have an easier time of it. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.